Chapter 15. The Spirit of God came on Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you, while you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Now for a long season, Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. In those times there was no peace to him who went out, nor to him who came in, but great vexations were on all the inhabitants of the land. They were broken in pieces, nation against nation, and city against city, for God did vex them with all adversity. But you be strong, and don't let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage, and put away the abominations out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from the hill country of Ephraim. And he renewed the altar of the Lord, that was before the porch of the Lord. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and those who sojourned with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. They sacrificed to the Lord in that day, of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. They entered into the covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul, and that whoever would not seek the Lord, the God of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. They swore to the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. All Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Also Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed from being queen, because she had made an abominable image for an Asherah. And Asa cut down her image, and made dust of it, and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. He brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. There was no more war to the 35th year of King Asa.